bloody hell is this?
Oh boy, oh boy.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
Ahead of Hawthorn, Gold Coast, Launceston, we have the Myth Buster. Now, last week, Leon Davis, who was a superb player, of course, for Collingwood and gave us great entertainment on the Triple M Football Network, but I don't think anyone's given us as much entertainment as this man. Not even the little tip Brad Milne, I don't think, in pure entertainment meter. Jake the Push-Up King played for... the Tigers, and was the tiniest enforcer knife we've seen in football.
He was tough.
People walked tall around the Push-Up King, and if you were wearing
the
opposition jumper...
He started
the
forward pressure axe too.
Yeah. No doubt about it, Bristle. Yep. And if there was trouble anywhere on the ground, the opposition, Bill, immediately needed to know where Push-Up
where
was.
Is he? Where is he?
Because otherwise they were in all styles. So we've got him on because there's three or four myths attached to this man. Push-Up, welcome to you.
Hello, boys. How are
you? Now, I love the fact that you didn't answer before because it came up private number.
Well, JB, you said you were going to message me and I get private number, call me about four or five times. Not having that.
I knew you'd be a bit sheepish on that one. Now, listen, Push-Up, there are about four that we need to get through here because there was lots about you in your time. But the nickname Jake the Push-Up King... came about, Nath, who's a teammate of yours, by the way, Push-Up, so this makes it hard for you to tell us anything but the truth. Yeah. What happened?
We did one of the SOG camps, and we had a push-up competition, and the push-up reckons he did 308 push-ups straight.
So it was 303, right?
So talk us through the surrounds, Jakey. So where were you, and what brought this on?
So when we went out to Anglesey and we're in the Grampian. So the SOG boys took us on a training camp. We weren't allowed to swear, call each other names. We had to wear netball bibs with numbers, right? And every time we swore, used a name, nickname, anything, we had to do 40 push-ups. Got towards the end of the camp, we had had bugger all sleep, bugger all food, because they put food and water out and gave us a map to find it. But the smart SOG blokes, as they are, idiots, decided to put the food in the wrong area so we couldn't find anything. So then on the last night, they turned around and said that whoever in a combined total did the most amount of push-ups, most amount of chin-ups, got a box of Mars bars and some crownies. And then when your team did the most amount of push-ups, you got to sleep in a dorm. We had slept on the floor underneath tarps or trees for the last three nights. So my team was the last team to go. We won the chin-up challenge, so that was pretty good.
How many did
I did 46.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So then we had to do the push-ups, and luckily enough, so I could sit here and talk as much shite on this as we possibly could, but there's footage of it. There is there was a video guy there taking footage of it, and I ended up doing 303 push-ups.
The only thing is, Jake, your arms are 14 inches shorter than anybody else's, so it equates to 58.
Before you chirped in, I was about to say Donald Duck arms, mate. So it doesn't matter whether they're Donald Duck or T-Rex arms, right? Moral of the story was I did more push-ups than anyone else there, and it's on footage, and there's 303, and it was official. So I can try and find that footage if you'd like.
No, it's
all right. Were the arms out straight though? There's some talker. I've been speaking to a couple of Richmond hierarchy operators, and they say that perhaps you didn't. The elbows were quite bent, Jakey, and they'd like to see you do it again.
Now, just on that, BT. Look, sometimes these old blokes like Brownie or even Richo, the Richmond icon of the footy club, can be idiots or blind or lose their memories and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, the push-ups were done. Some might have not been textbook like others. Some might have been looking like I was maybe in the nicest way, maybe humping the ground rather than using my arms. But they were done. The push-ups were done.
Next 303.
One. 303 push-ups. Yep, 303. We go down to Port Melbourne for the recovery sessions where you used to form the circle. You went into the middle with Richo. You're half his size and half his weight. And the mail that came back to us was that it was a complete and utter slapping down of the big man to the point where in the end you had him by the hair and you were just dunking his head in and out of the water and he was powerless to do anything in response. Is this true?
Well, it is, JB. It actually started in Echuca when we were on a houseboat and I actually went to walk down the side of the houseboat and Matthew stood in front of me after one or two, probably too many beers, and said that if I wanted to get past, I had to actually go through him. And as he was taking his watch and his phone and wallet out of his pocket, I may have threw him overboard from behind. And he held a bit of a grudge on that. So then we went down to Kerford Road where we used to do our recoveries and the boys were circling up. And as Matthew was talking to the boys, protect yourself at all times. So if I grabbed him from behind or when he was looking, it doesn't really matter. I did actually put him under. And to be honest, it was pretty easy.
This one's 100% true, Jim.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So you gave him a bit of treatment there, yep. And you've dunked him, and you've dismantled him down there at the Port Melbourne beach. And then now the third one. Yes. So the two out of two so far, going well.
Yep.
Not a lot of myths about Jakey. It's all there. Yep. Someone told me you hit a 9-iron. Normally a 9-iron. I hit mine 110, 120 meters.
Right, yep.
But 290 meters with your 9-iron. Now. Now, Jakey, golf and 9-irons don't normally go 290 metres, but is this one true?
Well, I can't tell you the meterage, VT, but they go a long way, okay? They go a long way. So all I can say, it's more Happy Gilmore stuff. Can't putt, but they go a long way, VT. So they do come off nicely. So Nathan has seen it, so he can vouch for it, Nathan?
That one?
Not that one, Jack.
And our favourite one
is
the Terry Wallace one. When you weren't even in the leadership group down there at Richmond, you were lucky to get a game, Jake, to be fair. You stormed into the coach's office. Terry Wallace, who's sitting down there, you stormed into
He's
the
under
office.
All sorts of pressure.
Yeah, he was, because the team wasn't going that well. And you actually said to him, Terry,
I'm here on behalf of the playing group.
Yes.
You must resign.
You must resign. Now, surely, Jake, you didn't do that.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't exactly like that. No. So there was a meeting.
And clear that one up, Jakey, because that one has done the rounds over the journey.
Okay, so I may have ended up in Terry's office. Because I wasn't getting a game, to tell you the truth, and I may not have been getting a game for the rest of the year after the meeting, but I didn't say hand in your resignation or else. I didn't say any of that. I actually said in nice words I should be playing, and if I don't get a game, then there'll be or else. No, I didn't. I didn't say anything of the sort. I just said that the boys were unhappy and we needed to fix things up. And surely enough, he didn't like what I said. And let's just say I didn't get a game for the rest of the time he was coaching after that. So it did make a difference whether I went in or in. I didn't. I wasn't getting a game. So
as we let you go, push up the beautiful tattoo establishment over the road from us at Triple M. It's all going nicely.
Yes, it is, JB. So it's going nicely at the moment. Still waiting for you to come in and get your tattoo.
No, he won't. I'm a clean skin. You know that, push up. But give it a plug. What's it called, please?
City of Ink, 216 Clarendon Street in South Melbourne.
You've been doing some weights too, hadn't he? He's looking very big.
Well, we
big
do
at the
see
minute.
You walking along the front here, push up, and it looks like you've expanded.
He's about to expand.
I do squats. Could you tell?
Watch
all
out,
leg weights.
Your skin's going to split open. Yeah.
Hey, mate, you've been one of the great entertainment machines we've ever had on Triple M Footy. You're an absolute star. We've cleaned up some nice myths there. Thank you very much for joining us, little man.
No worries, boys. Thank you, as always.